Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, my fine friends. Welcome to another compilation of answers to my hilarious emergency questions. If you love these emergency questions, by the way, there are lots of books you can get for them. There's the two original volumes, Emergency Questions and Christmas Emergency Questions, available at GoFasterStripe.com, and 1001 Emergency Questions, which is available everywhere, I think also at GoFasterStripe. All of these are available from me at gigs. There's a little crossover between the first book and the 1001 book and the Christmas book and the 1001 book, but loads of original questions in all of them. There's also a book of Would You Rather as well. I've milked this cow as far as it will go, and now I'm just getting cow blood out of it, but some people like cow blood, and that's what this podcast is all about, a compilation of my favourite answers to some of the emergency questions. But which emergency question will we be looking at this week? I don't know. There's no way for me to know until I spin the enormous roulette wheel full of emergency questions. Here I go. Here it's, I'm spinning it now. Oh, I wondered when this one would come up. It had to eventually, by the law of cabbages. And the question that is landed on is, would you rather have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream? It's the classic. It's the archetypal emergency question. It's the one that everyone loves. It gets a cheer when I mention it on tour. I haven't done it for a bit, and then it comes back every now and again. Let's go to the very first time this was asked, when I interviewed US comedian and now superstar actor Rob Delaney.
I've got some emergency questions. Yeah, people who are regular listeners to this will know that I have questions I ask all the time. Sometimes, I can't think of anything. I'm not very good at this. interviewing people, sometimes I just can't get to a point and think I can't think of anything to say. So what I've done this time is I've written some down. This is what I'm going to just go. I don't feel the need to do it because I've written these. I feel I should use them.
Okay.
I thought the conversation was going pretty well. But just checking my watch to see if we've got... God, only half an hour, fuck. I'm going to ask you one of my emergency questions. If you could have a hand made of ham or an armpit that dispensed sun cream, but you can only have one of those two things, and before you answer, NB, the ham would regenerate over a period of time after being eaten. So if you ate it, it wouldn't be the end of your hand, but also it wouldn't be like a limitless ham hand. It wouldn't be like you eat it and it was back immediately. You'd eat it and then maybe 5 days later the ham hand would be back. And also the sun cream in your armpit. You can only get one bottle a day out of that, so you can't start using... If you're thinking, well, I'd have the sun cream because I could sort of do a commercial sun cream. Which of those two... This is one of my emergency questions. They're very carefully calibrated because the answer we'll learn a lot psychologically. So a ham hand or a sun cream dispensing armpit?
My feeling is I would go with sun cream armpit because sun damage is a serious thing. I flew here today on Air New Zealand and those people are just monsters. Their skin, they're like lizard people. And so it highlighted for me the need to have access to sunscreen on a more regular basis. Fine. And I could use that on my family. Like I have a baby. Yeah. And frankly, I let him run around, I don't care. He'll probably get burned terribly. If I had that, then I could help him. Yeah. But I'm not going to go to a store.
But the ham hand, you could feed your child with your
ham
hand.
This is true, but ham, here's the thing. Sunscreen, only good. You put it on and you're going to get less skin cancer. Ham is like, there's other food out there. No doctor's going to be like, he should have had more ham. You know? So that's where I stand on
that.
That's
a good question. That's a good question. We've learned that. So you got a good answer, didn't it?
A very youthful Richard Herring there. Nervous, trying to explain himself. Not the confident Richard Herring you see before you now. And the one for Rob Delaney. What a fantastic answer for him. I wonder what Superkins, Superkings would make of this question. Well, wonder no more, my friends, because Sue Perkins is the next person to answer it, and here she comes now.
Would you rather have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispensed sun cream? People will want to know that before we go. So
right.
there's lots of things. You can nibble the ham and it'll grow back.
I don't eat pig.
It's not a pig, though. It's your hand. Just tastes of ham and looks like ham and is like ham, but it's like.
But are you saying it is ham? So it
but
is.
It's not.
It
it's
is.
Not made out of a pig, though. It's grown out of your hand, so
but,
it's not.
But ham is pig. You can't say it's human ham.
It's not. No pig has died for that.
Right. So I can either eat on something that I don't necessarily like in moments of hunger, when presumably there's just normal food around that I can.
All right.
Have.
What food do you like?
I like all food, other than a hand ham.
Let's find out. Let's find out what. What your fans. Eat. Hold on. The favourite dish of your fans is chicken stir fry. Thai chicken stir fry.
Right. That
would you rather
good.
Have a hand made out of Thai chicken stir fry?
Yeah. That now we're talking.
Or an armpit that dispensed.
That's only useful. I mean, in these climes, it's not very useful to have an armpit that dispenses. Also, does it? Do you have to action it mentally, or does it just leak sunscreen?
Oh no,
time?
You get to choose when it comes.
So you
out.
Just do the chicken thing, and it just kind of. Yeah. But it's just going to go down your side, so you're going to have one perfectly sunscreened side, and they're actually just burnt to a cinder.
Cup it, cup it there.
Cup it. Who wouldn't want to just be watching a film and to just nibble on Thai chicken? It's like a stir fry.
Yeah, chicken.
Oh. Yeah. And it's a regenerative hand.
It would if you ate it all, it would take a while to regenerate. But if you
how long?
Like a month. But if you just nibbled it, it would grow back almost instantaneously.
I still think that's more use than just leaking a bit of Factor 20 from an armpit.
Well, not everyone agrees with you, Sue Perkins, on that.
And maybe I should have done that more. Ask them what food they would like their hand to be, because a Thai chicken stir fry is a good one. Oh, and that was also about that website, wasn't it? I forget the name. It was the government website where it told you what fans of certain comedians liked as well as that comedian. and what Sue Perkins' hands like to tie chicken stir fry. Who would have thunk it? Not me. That's, you learn a lot in this show. And next up, a great friend of mine. I've known her for a long time. She was in Time, Gentlemen, Please. Absolutely fantastic in that. And has subsequently gone on to be perhaps our finest comedy actress, the wonderful Rebecca Front. But would she rather have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream? Well, let's wait no longer than me finishing this sentence. And when I finish this sentence, we will have the answer because it will begin to be told by Rebecca Front. So without further ado, here comes that answer right now, just as soon as this link is finished. It's finished now.
If you could choose between having a hand made out of ham...
Hand made out of what?
You didn't like my penis question, so I'm going to go more sophisticated. A hand made out of ham...
You just ask me that because I'm Jewish.
No, I ask everyone, even if they are Jewish.
Okay.
That is how unprejudiced I am.
Hand made out of ham.
A hand made out of ham, or an armpit that dispenses sun cream.
An armpit that what? But has expensive sun cream.
What programs are you... What interviews are you doing with people that this is an unusual interview? Think, oh, I've come here from with my BAFTA awards. I'm not answering your question about ham hands. It's an armpit. It's got like a little nozzle in it. You go like that and some sun cream comes out.
Dispenses sun cream. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, or a hand made out of ham.
No, I don't want that. No, because I'm vegetarian. I don't want that.
I want the sun cream. It's just a talking point.
Well, I find the BAFTA as a talking point.
I have got a bronze Sony Award. So.
Have you? I haven't got one of those. I have got a comedy award now as well, which I'm pleased about. Because it's about fucking time. No, I want the sun cream thing.
Yeah.
That's very practical. That's actually a very sensible idea. If you patent that, you'll have no more money worries ever.
Okay, I'll do that.
That could work.
Thank you. See, I knew we'd
How
get...
do you actually... Do you have to kind of
just
do that?
Yeah,
that's not quite so good.
You have to do that and then put your hand underneath to get...
Then
so
it looks
like
party
you're trying
noise.
To do that thing. But yeah. then
sun cream comes out. Could you do it with things like hair gel and stuff as well?
I don't think we can do that. I think that would be a blasphemy against the... People have asked for different liquids inside their armpit gland, but if you start allowing that, that's where madness lies. If you keep going... Keep going down that level.
Who would have thought a simple emergency question would get me into such hot water with religious affiliations and stuff? Not me. It was a silly choice. I should just have let people choose whatever food they wanted. It would have been much better all along. But thank you to Rebecca Front for her wit and wonder. My next guest, I remember this answer already. This is one of my favourite people to ask emergency questions to, and he gave... An archetypically typical answer to this. A very David Mitchell answer to this question, which I think may give away who the next guest is. It's David Mitchell, not the author, the comedian one. Let's see if he'd prefer a handmade out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream, or if he would have a list of things to question about it, as I expect he will.
If you could have a handmade of ham... See, I knew I'd win them back. Or an armpit that dispenses sun cream, but because I know you're going to start stipulating stuff, I'm going to get that the ham hand. It would be usable as a hand.
Yeah,
it would still, you know, you could. It wouldn't
make everything sort of vaguely salty and.
Well, it might. You know. No, there might be a bit of seepage.
What I'm going to ask is, if I pick up a piece of paper with my ham hand, will it become translucent?
I think if you're going to pick up a piece of paper, just be on the safe side. Use your non-ham hand.
You know as well as I do that sometimes it's convenient to make use of both hands.
Well, I think you have to look at your hand, judge the heat. If it's a hot day, I think the ham hand would have like little sprinkles of water. You know, like it gets those little. It starts to sweat a little bit, doesn't it? Ham in the fridge.
Well, those little salty moisture coming to the surface of the ham. Today is not a day to read my book with ham hand. I have to use a lectern and turn the pages with my non-ham hand.
Or you could have a glove that you...
Put a glove
waterproof
over my
glove.
Can you imagine the stench of hot ham that would come from under that sweaty glove? I wouldn't be able to concentrate on reading because my hand would be so hot.
Well, that
you'd be able to be like, I'd be able to put a fried egg on it, like, you know, which is actually delicious on a bit of gammon.
So you're still in the hand.
Yeah,
hand's
no, it's
filling out
I'm not
well.
Saying there aren't massive upsides to the hand. I'm just immediately.
Well, you have to take all this into account. Yeah. But you would, if you ate it, it would grow back, but quite slowly. So you know, you would.
So you, I wouldn't you be able to pick anything up for how many hours after lunch?
Well, I think you know, if you ate the whole hand, it wouldn't grow back for, let's say, a month.
A month. So one
wouldn't fully grow back.
One large ham meal, and I'm one-handed for a month.
I think you'd have to shave bits of the ham off every now and again. You could shave it like
and have a little slice.
Yeah. But ham would grow back.
Ham is incredibly Moorish.
That's one of the curses of the ham hand. This It's not. It's not an obvious choice. If it was an immediately reproducing ham hand that didn't sweat and you could eat it and it would magically appear again, who wouldn't have that?
Yeah.
That's not a question. There is downside. You think it's like if the genie came and said, do you want a ham hand? And you went, yes, I want the ham hand. And you should have listened. I'm being kind. I'm not like a genie. I'm not trying to trick you. I'm giving you all of the...
So you've been very honest with me about the ham hand.
So it'd be really cool. You could eat a bit of it, and it would say if you ate the finger, it would grow back in a day.
You could probably bite off your little finger without... I mean, how often do you use your little finger? That's how long would it take for that to come back?
Like a day.
All right, so you could have a little finger's worth of ham snack free every day, and the only downside is making everything greasy and hammy that you ever touch. Yes, please.
Yes. Wait, you haven't heard. Your armpit would dispense sun cream... the factor of your choice. I haven't decided whether you could change, whether you make that decision at the beginning of when it's inserted. They go, it will always be factor 20.
Or whether you can
halfway through your holiday, you go,
you sort of strain
10.
A bit and up the factor. Oh, that's a factor 40 there. You put that. Sorry, it's just a bit.
But again, you wouldn't be able to commercially viably. Set yourself up as a sun cream factory because you would only be able to produce about enough for yourself and maybe your wife and one child, like a bottle's worth.
One child. So I to have two children, I would have to show favouritism to one child by refusing daddy's pit cream to one of the children. Saying, no, you have to. You just have to use the stuff from the shop. It's only my favourite child, my firstborn, will have my actual naturally occurring cream.
I think when you have kids, you'll learn that you'd probably do half of each kid in your sun cream and then supplement the rest with a shop
and then buy some.
Okay, but it wouldn't be enough to have, you know, it depends how big your child and your wife become.
Yeah, right.
But...
I'm not in a position to predict the total surface area of any family I should have
in
future.
It'll be hard to do at this stage, but you have to take that into account.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't... It's only a hypothetical question, so there's no point going into it.
Fuck for that.
No point.
I thought I was in a real hole.
There's no point in spending a lot of time in really going into the minutiae of it.
I've just got one more follow-up question. Which is in the pit the pit cream world? Does it ever stop? Does it only come out when I want it to, or is it constantly leaking out?
I think it would work. I imagine it working by when you specifically move your arm like this,
pump
like a duck.
Down.
You would pump. I mean that might mean occasionally you're impersonating a duck or something in a sketch.
Yeah,
and then some cream would go. But you maybe would have a. Some kind of pad in there.
A gentle downward movement of the arm would not result in any, emission.
There could be a nozzle on it that you could take off. That would probably make it easier.
Okay. Okay, well, I know my answer.
Okay, good.
It's the pit cream all the way.
Cool.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's a popular choice. Most people have gone for that
now. Most people would, I think. You'd have to really like ham.
I think, but if I'm right, I'm sure someone's keeping a note of it. There'll probably be a website set up to this at some point. I believe both of the League of Gentlemen went for the ham hand, but everyone else has gone
for
the sun cream.
I don't think they were thinking it through.
I don't think anyone's thought it through as well as you have, and I respect you for that.
Thank you.
Because it shows a level of respect for the question that I think some of them, my guests, have not shown.
Probably,
and for the interviewer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm crying with laughter. I hope you are as well. That was very enjoyable. In fact, it was so enjoyable, I think we're going to have to take a short break away from this question so you can listen to some other stuff going on. It's time for some adverts, and then we'll return to what you'd think would be quite an unpromising question, wouldn't you? But it seems to have legs. And on it walks. Here's some adverts.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome back to Emergency Questions, where this week a series of different comedians and celebrities are deciding whether they'd rather have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream. Most of them going for the armpit so far, but one of them's got a hand made of chicken Thai curry. Stir fry. Let's see what the esteemed author and quiz show host and quiz show and TV format creator Richard Osman has to say on this subject. I imagine he will have the definitive answer. Let's find out.
If you had to choose between having an armpit that dispensed sun cream or a hand made out of ham, which of those two things?
If
you had to choose, and you were going to be given one, your hand would be made of ham. You could eat it.
Yeah.
But it would grow back.
It would grow back.
Yeah. But if you ate it all, it would take a while to grow back. Or a sun cream. Just enough sun cream for you and one family member for a year would be produced by your armpit.
But would you have control over it?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. There'd be a nozzle.
That's not even a question.
It's a very good question.
How was that a question? That's great. You would have the free sun cream.
Would you though?
Yeah. Who would take a vote in the audience? See who would go for
who that? Would we haven't done that for who would cheer if you would take the sun cream? Chill it for the lights up slightly as well. This is exciting. Cheer if you would take whatever the other one. Oh, the ham hand.
Hey! Oh, fuck ham off. Hand.
Free ham. Free ham on your hand.
Yeah, how much ham do you need?
Well, not that much. A handful.
I think sun cream is more expensive than ham. Yeah, there you go.
Well,
changing your tune now, aren't you?
But it's not always about money, Richard.
Well, then why say free ham?
Because it's still free. Because it's not about money. Some people, we don't go out in the sun that much and really like eating. So that is true.
Although, yeah. Can I say, genuinely, quite a culturally insensitive question?
Yes, it is. But it's an interesting question because is ham that's been grown out of your own hand, would that count as being, it tastes exactly like ham and it would look like ham, but it's not, no pig has died for it. It hasn't come from a pig, so... Is it culturally insensitive? It might be Jews.
So you're saying that Jews and Muslims would eat human flesh?
I think
they've got a prohibition against that as well.
Their own flesh.
I'm no theologian.
All right, how about this one? So you know, there's a game show in Ham Hand versus that wasn't
easy.
Cream Hand.
Well, that was an easy one, I think.
Okay. Given there was a game show, and which isn't that unlike Deal or No Deal, but isn't quite like there was Justin Lee Collins, Heads or Tails. Was that one of yours?
Absolute. No. Goodness me, no. Absolute the zenith of Deal or No Deal rip-offs. There were a lot. We made a few of them. And that was the worst.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
Because I think that was like even a joke on something like Chris Morris or, wasn't it? Someone had
Peter
done
Sarafinowicz.
It. Peter Sarafinowicz had done it as a sketch. And then it came out with Justin Lee Collins hosting it as well.
Yeah.
Great to hear the host of Pointless swearing at his audience. He should do that on Pointless. In House of Games, I think it would make those shows a success if he were to do that. And yes, there's a lot of cultural sensitivities in both the ham and the sun cream, I think, if you think about it. So it's a can of worms I've opened here. But remember, it was created in different times. Back in 2013, it was a different environment. Different times, that's for sure. Anyway, let's find out what Dave Gorman thinks about this question. I expect he has an answer to it. I wonder what it'll be.
If you had to have... You've got the choice. You either have a hand that is made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream, but wait until you've heard it all.
Yeah.
The hand ham, if you eat or anyone eats the ham hand, it will grow back. But not immediately. It's not magic.
Yeah.
It will just...
It is kind of magic.
It obeys the laws of physics and biology. It will grow back in about a week. Right. If you ate it all, you could have a nibble and that would grow back in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So you'd always be there. And, you know, if you're hungry and you could feed people...
And it's
a
functioning hand.
Yeah, it works as a hand as well.
Yeah.
And the sun cream armpit, it kind of dispenses when you want it to, but not an unlimitless amount. So it'll be enough for you and your wife and maybe two small children of your choice to have enough for it to keep you in sun cream as much as you wanted for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Don't know where that's come from. But that's it. You couldn't just start marketing Dave Gorman's armpit sun cream. But you have to choose one of those two things. And if you have any subsidiary questions about this, please do ask, because I want you to be able to make the correct choice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's best to treat me like I'm a very intelligent five-year-old child.
Yeah.
Then which would you choose out of the ham hand or the armpit that dispenses sun cream?
Well, I don't eat meat.
No?
But I don't do that for moral reasons. I just do it because I don't really like meat.
Do you eat sun cream?
No.
Okay.
However, even if you didn't eat meat for moral reasons, a hand that grew back would not confront any of those moral issues and would be able to feed some people who were hungry in the world, but then you'd have to be there and they would literally be biting the hand that feeds them, wouldn't they? And that would be odd and inconvenient. Although you could just chop the hand off and leave it, knowing that in a week or two, you've got the new hand. But in the meantime, you're inconvenienced. And I guess the feeling of, well, I did a good thing because I fed someone a whole hand of ham would offer some solace, but I'm not sure enough for the inconvenience. However, sun cream is alarmingly expensive.
It is.
I find. It's one of the... It's annoying. And they put a must-use-by date that I don't believe, but I'm too scared to use the old stuff in case that means I get skin cancer because I didn't trust them. So I end up buying, not that I've only been on two holidays in my adult life, but I buy sun cream when I go overseas and then throw it away and it annoys me. I think the saving, given how expensive sun cream is, the saving I would make by going for the sun cream for a whole family would allow me... I would consciously put the money I'd saved in an account that I used to buy ham.
It's a good, thorough answer. Thank you for thinking about that.
You're welcome.
Dave Gorman there. We've heard from her husband. Now it's time to hear from Victoria Corran Mitchell about ham hands and sun cream armpits.
If you had to choose between having a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispensed sun cream, which would you choose? And we can then compare that with your husband's answer, who has also answered this question.
The armpit.
You like the armpit that dispensed sun cream?
Yes.
What have you got against the handful of ham?
Well, just for starters,
yeah.
Connie Hucker, we mentioned earlier, who's one of my favourite people in the world, and one of my even more favourite people...
Has a ham made out of ham already? That would
no,
be amazing. Get
they
the
don't
show.
Eat ham. She's from a Muslim okay. family. She and her... they don't have... I have many
you have
friends...
You to make her eat your ham.
No, but that's...
What kind of relationship do you have with Connie
Hucker? I feel like... You know, Jewish and Muslim people yeah. might find me a bit disgusting with my hammy hands.
They just don't like eating ham. They don't have a don't mind it being around.
They don't mind it being someone's digits. Yes, they do.
It wouldn't actually be ham, though. It would just be a ham, exact replicant of ham. It wouldn't have come off of a pig, so it would.
It wouldn't have come off.
No,
of
it would have grown
well, then it's
naturally
not
from your body, but it would be exactly
well, then it
ham.
What do you mean? I've got. Ham that grows naturally off my body is what my hand already is.
Well, there you are.
If it, yeah, obviously, if it's not from a pig, I'll take the ham hand. If it is, okay. I won't, out of respect okay. for people who find that an offensive
what
thing.
What about people who don't find it offensive? What about respecting them? People who want everyone to have one hand made out of ham. What about their beliefs? Why are you...
So what did my husband say? He chose the ham hand,
didn't he? He went for the ham hand, I think, yeah. Did he? Does anyone know? I mean, it's unlikely anyone will remember.
I bet he did, because he hates sun cream. He finds it really annoying.
So you should go for the armpit, because, you know, you've got the hand ham.
Yeah, we got the best of both worlds.
You've got it sort of between the two of you. And shame I didn't ask him about the date and the penis thing. It's a shame. That's the biggest shame. Think of this decade in the whole world. I didn't ask him that.
What a thing it would be to be in the David Mitchell, Victoria Coren Mitchell household and have everything laid out for you. You can. It's incredible. Anyway, it's an all-star show. We now have the incredible multi-appearing guest. He's appeared multiple times in his life. Adam Buxton, he's going to have a good answer, right?
Yeah. If you had that, you've got to choose between a hand made of ham, one of your hands will be made of ham.
Yeah, I heard this question before.
No, you haven't heard the whole thing, though.
Never.
You could eat a bit of the ham. You could eat it, but it doesn't grow. It'll grow back, but not immediately. So it's not like a limitless source of food.
Right.
Or an armpit that dispenses sun cream of whatever factor you require, but only... like enough, maybe for your family's needs for a week, it would not be enough to go into a commercial selling of armpit sun cream.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean,
one of the two things.
If it's our family, it would require a lot of sun cream if it was a sunny situation.
Yeah,
because my wife insists on slavering every exposed part of the children.
Yeah,
in
well,
sun
that
cream.
Is correct.
That is correct, isn't it? It wasn't the case in our day, though, was
no,
it at all?
Just got
I mean, it was a badge of it was a badge of pride to come back and be able to remove an entire layer of skin from your arm or your face. You know what I mean? Like a mask to strip it off. Look at this. I was in Corfu. Peel your entire face off and then eat it. Chew it up like Hannibal Lecter.
Did you ever get rid? Because I once was on holiday with my family when I was growing up, actually, and we went to Devon, and I was playing my nephew at backgammon on the beach, and it was really misty, right? There was just thick mist, couldn't see anything. We got separated from everyone else, we couldn't find us. So I just played my nephew at backgammon and was trying to just get money off him for money because he was about 14 and he didn't play backgammon. So I thought I'd steal some money off him. We just let, you know, I was sort of sitting in the same position, but obviously the sun was coming, was beating hot through this mist.
Through
and I was there for three or four
mist.
Hours, and then my whole leg kind of got sunburned, but then it turned like into plastic.
Yeah.
Like completely.
Oh.
It was just amazing, but painful as hell.
Yeah.
Really terrible, but really good fun.
For wicked, exactly.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Love it, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Brilliant. So anyway,
to
answer your question, though.
So again, we got an interesting... I caught him off balance, even though he was expecting it. So it's a ham hand.
Yeah.
If you want to know anything, if you think you may have made up your mind, I think you...
Smoked ham, glazed ham, any... Can you pick the kind of ham?
I think you'd be allowed to pick, but then you wouldn't be allowed to change. It would stay the same kind of ham perpetually from there on in.
Okay. I'd like a ham hand.
Would you?
Yeah, I like ham.
Yeah.
To me, protecting myself from the sun is less important than supplying my face with ham.
Yeah. You'd be thinking of drinking. Oh, when I was at school, all those kids who laughed at me for having a Chilean mum or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Now look at them. Now I've got this ham hand.
In your face. What are you snacking on? Cuticles, you fucking loser.
Now, you may not know that badgers and pluses get backstage interviews as part of their deal. So if you want to hear most of the guests answer another 5 to 10 minutes of emergency questions, get on board with a badge or join join Acast Plus. And you can listen to all of these. Here is Nathan Caton backstage answering this very question that we are debating in this issue. Let's see what he has to say. I'll ask you, this is a question that I haven't asked for a long time that I used to ask all the time. Would you prefer to have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream?
An armpit that what?
Dispenses sun cream. So you've got a hand that's made of ham, you can eat the ham. I don't know if you're a ham lover and a ham eater.
But then if I eat it, then I won't have a hand.
It grows back. As long as you... It'll grow back. It's like an everlasting ham hand. It still operates as a hand.
Oh, no, in that case, the ham hand, okay, man. I mean, how often do you need sunscreen in the UK?
Not very often.
For half an hour of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you've got ham as a hand, you've got lunch and dinner there virtually. Yeah. Like, mate, and it grows back.
Yeah, as a young man, I'd have said the same as you. But now I've got kids, I would definitely go for the sun cream arm because it would just it'll save a lot of money.
Yeah,
It's expensive that stuff, and yeah, with the kids, you have to. I didn't bother this afternoon. My daughter was out in the sunshine. We were playing with the hose pipe. I was like, "Oh, we're only going to be 15 minutes. It'll be fine." And I didn't bother putting on any sun cream, and her back was just red. The father went, "Oh God." Hopefully, Katie won't notice.
You'd think that in the Herring household, we just would ask emergency questions to each other all the time. But during lockdown, my wife was a guest on the podcast sitting next to me here at this very table I'm recording from now. And she had a question about the emergency question. Here it is. She wanted to be asked this question. I've never asked it to her just in our not normal life. You'd think I would, wouldn't you? But I hadn't. So there you go.
Ask me about the armpit one.
What? Have I not asked you that before?
No.
Would you prefer to have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream? You've obviously thought about it.
Yeah.
Go on then, what?
I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
The armpit that dispenses sun cream, does it also dispense BO? Because if you're sweaty and then you might, like, rub, BO all over yourself with the sun cream.
Well, I mean, do you dispense BO or is BO just stale sweat? So, you know, it's up to you to keep yourself clean, Kate. And keep the nozzle clean. Your sweat doesn't really smell until you just leave it under there.
Okay.
So as long as you keep washing, you'll be fine. I'm sure you'll still have sweat glands under there. I'm not a monster.
Okay.
But just in the middle.
Okay. All right, good. Good.
Off on tour in Brighton, I asked this very question to Angela Barnes, who seems like she was expecting it. Let's see what she thinks.
Would you prefer to have a hand made out of ham?
Just plain to the crowds.
I see what you've done there.
Or an armpit that dispensed sun cream. I don't do it very often, so enjoy it. I'm not going to give the second audience that pleasure. Don't you worry about that. Fuck them.
Apart from the ones who come into both.
The really sad thing about this is I know that question. I already know my answer before you even ask it. It's definitely the armpit I don't eat meat. So.
Yeah, but you could eat meat. That's the thing. So you could eat your own hand because no animal dies for it and it grows back. So you still have hands.
I get it. But I also burn very easily. I've got very pale skin. You're looking at me because of a story I know you're going to bring up. But I do sunburn really easily. And so if I could have factor 50, would it be factor... Like, it'd have to be a high factor sun cream.
You choose the factor, but then you can't
change
the factor.
That would save me so much money, because I can't leave the house in the summer without covering myself in... My mum said to me, she went, "Oh, yeah, you do burn easily, so you redheads do, don't you?" It's not my natural hair colour. You gave birth to me, mum, remember? You're right, when I got my hair dyed, it was a mistake to get the matching skin graft. You're right, yeah. Brilliant.
Well, he created Jilted John and John Shuttleworth, but would he prefer a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream? Let's find out. It's Graham Fellows.
Would you rather have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream?
You'll have to say that again.
Would you rather... You must have been asked this 1,000 times. Would you rather have a hand made out of ham that you can eat, you can just nibble at, and it'll grow back eventually?
It grows back, yeah.
Yeah, just slowly. You know, you can't just eat it all in its...
grows back. It'll grow back over a month if you eat the whole thing. You won't have a hand for a month. Or an armpit that dispenses sun cream, unlimited sun cream for you, for one person, for
a lifetime.
You know, sun cream that you put on to protect your skin from the sun. Which of those would you prefer? I mean, you're treating this as if it's a ridiculous question, I find quite offensive.
Did you think
I created that question.
You've got problems. I probably would have to. I'm almost a vegetarian, okay. But I do have a bit of ham occasionally.
But also, it's vegetarian because no animal has died for the ham hand. It's your own.
But it's meat, though, isn't it?
It is, but it's your own meat. You can't. It's not nothing.
Okay.
You're a vegetarian for.
I don't have much of a need for sun cream because I take it on holiday with me and then I always forget to put it on.
Yeah.
And I find I don't get too burnt, actually.
Okay.
So the answer is the hand of.
Good. Well, thank you for answering it eventually and giving it the respect it deserves.
That is the weirdest question I've ever been asked.
Good. That is my job.
This one also on tour in the wonderful city of Bristol with the even more wonderful Jade Adams.
Let's ask you, would you rather have a hand made out of ham?
A hand?
A hand that's made out of ham or an armpit that dispenses sun cream. So you get enough sun cream for your own personal use throughout the year. You won't be able to market it. I mean, you could do a bottle a year, maybe. Or a hand that's made out of ham, you can just eat the hand, it'll grow back. But if you eat the whole thing, it'll take a while to grow back. But if you nibble at it, you've got free ham.
I'm a bit funny about cannibalism.
Oh, yeah.
Call me old-fashioned, but I'm not into it at all. Like, if it's ever on a movie or something, it makes me feel really weird. Like, I get a weird feeling about it.
I mean, is that cannibalism? If you bit your fingernails, would that be cannibalism?
If it wasn't ham, if it was pork crackling that came out...
So close, isn't it?
And it was slightly warm and it had applesauce on it... Yeah. If that kept growing out of my hand, then you would have me, but the ham thing would bother me.
I reckon you could do that with your hand anyway.
Well, just cover it in
pork. I think you'd have to put it in a fire, but I think it would become pork crackling if you did. I mean, we are just pig, sort of monkey pigs.
We've got a similar taste to pigs, I've read.
I think if you stuck that in an oven for long enough, the skin would come up as crackling, you could eat it. I mean, you know, if you really want that, is what I'm saying. I'll give you the applesauce if you do it for free.
I feel that if I responded to this, it would be an irresponsible use of my platform, Richard.
Okay.
What was the other question?
An armpit that dispenses sun cream, free sun.
I'm fair. That's great. See, and I've like I'm no one ever believes this, but I've got things growing out. I don't shave. My parents hate this, but I have a hairy armpit, so growing things out of my armpits don't bother me. So actually, what would be more useful is to have sun cream because sometimes I am caught outside.
Yeah.
Only if it was Neil's yard, though.
Okay, I think you can pick the.
If it was constant Neil's yard sun cream, I'd be well up for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one's ever gone for a brand before. you know a lot about sun cream.
And finally. I'd forgotten about this one. At the McCunclith Festival, I talked to Mike Wozniak. I also interviewed him in Exeter, where the sound quality was a little bit better than this, I have to say. I think we're going back into the deep and distant past, where we just used whatever sound equipment they had in the venue. And sorry for the poor sound quality of this last one, but it's worth it for the answer from lovely Mike Wozniak.
All right, I'll ask you a classic Leicester Square Theatre podcast, except at the McCunclith Comedy Festival. Lovely, yes, eat McFly. which is, if you had to choose between having a armpit that dispensed sun cream and a hand that was made out of ham, which of those pick two? That you can only have one of them.
Mm.
You can eat the ham a bit, but it will grow back. But if you eat it all, that's the end of your hand.
Yeah.
That will operate as a hand.
Yeah.
But it's made of ham. Nice ham.
Sure.
Whatever ham you like, actually. Yeah. Or your sun cream.
Yep.
Enough for one person use throughout a year. Which of those two things?
It's very easy. I'm on the road a lot, so the ham.
Yeah. Would you not be worried
about how you get a sandwich out of a, on the motorway, changing lanes, that kind of thing? If I could just have a nibble on my index ham, then, done.
That's good. It's good. That's a good answer.
Yeah, do I get a, come in, is there a possibility of an armpit with a mustard dispenser on the... It's quite a tricky aim, but I mean
that is sort of like having your ham hand and eating. You can't have both.
As you say.
You can have your ham hand and eat it.
And that, my finest friends, is all I have for you. I could do another couple of hours on this one because a lot of people have answered it, but Ben Evans, not that one, has chosen the favourite clips of answers to that question. And thank you also to Chris Evans, not that one, for fathering Ben Evans, not that one. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have this show because we need Ben Evans. But he sprung out of Chris Evans' loins in a sort of magical fashion. It's a weird thing. I should do an emergency question about that. Thank you also to Kathleen McGeegan for her fabulous work at Rahelastapa, rahelastapa.com. We'll be back with more emergency questions probably next month, who knows? And do keep listening to all the other podcasts. Come and see Rahelastapa on tour, richardherring.com/rahelastapa. Buy my book, Can I Have My Ball Back, at all good bookshops, now out in paperback. Thank you very much for listening, you losers. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at byheart.com.
Thanks for listening. richardherring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.